13 after 9, and of course, in about an hour's time, the final field will come out for the BMW Caulfield Cup. It appears at this stage that there won't be any dramatic late changes. Preferment won't be, and Amrillar won't be, is our understanding. Let's get some news on Volk Stock and Barrel from one of the owners from Rosemont Stud down in Victoria, Anthony Mithen. Morning to you, Mitho.
G'day, Benz. How are you?
Very well. You've galloped Volk Stock and Barrel. I know you were there at Caulfield this morning. Everything's gone to plan?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, he galloped really nicely. Did what we needed him to do, just give us that confidence that everything's on track and there's no issues with him to move forward to Saturday. So it looks, unless there's any major stuff up in the next hour, looks as though it's all systems go to the Caulfield Saturday.
That's good. Look, talking with Donna Logan, your co-trainer, and I've spoken with Chris Gibbs, the other trainer, in recent weeks while the horse has been in Melbourne. How's the summary? How's the confidence?
Yeah, it's a funny one, because I suppose when you're as close to a horse as we are as owners and trainers and those that have ridden the horse, you really analyse it a bit differently to the punters out there who are just looking for the horse to win or pay a dividend or get up. But what we've sort of found and the bit that we've all got to come to terms with is you are suddenly going to high pressure, open age, weight for age racing, or set weights and penalties racing at the highest level. It is super competitive. And the one message I've sort of said to all of my crew and even Donna at times is you just got to wait your turn. You got to keep running up with a horse as healthy and fit and well as you can get him and be in the mix, because every single one of his runs has been a pass mark from where I sit, looking forward and trying to get to a grand final day, which is Saturday. And for one reason or another, he's found a reason not to be right there in the finish. Has he run poorly? No. Has he been an eye catcher? No. He sits somewhere in the middle there, but we probably, it's like the old AFL or rugby league adage, you can't win a grand final in August, can you? So
no, exactly.
Hopefully we get one on Saturday.
Look, the other day, probably you rode him up on the pace. I don't know how barriers later today are going to be crucial towards that. But the Underwood run for mine showed that he may have been a horse looking for 2,400.
Yeah, I think that was probably the day that we realised that we probably were going to lean towards a Caulfield Cup rather than a Cox Plate. Again, that result, he settled fifth, finished fifth. He neither ran poorly or eye-catching, but it was a day that they couldn't really run on. Faulkner obviously showed a turn of foot that day and was one of the few, but it was a satisfactory run from where we saw it. But you're right, I think he looked like a horse that was just going to grind away and keep on coming and keep getting fitter. He's taken a while to get to peak fitness, to be fair. He's a horse that does extremely well out in the paddock and might have got away on us a little bit after that autumn campaign. And Donna brought him in a week or so earlier and just wanted to keep him ticking over. And even she will say that he's taken a long time to get his coat through, to get rid of his bit of a beer belly and really start to fit up and rib up. But I saw him this morning and he looked as best as he has looked this preparation. And I think he's in it to run a big race.
Dee Dunn has been booked.
Craig
Newitt. Sorry, I've mixed them up. Craig Newitt goes on here.
Yeah, Craig rode this morning and it was his first sit on this morning. And he was super impressed with the horse. He really came back with the eyebrows raised saying, whoa, this horse can move. So we worked this morning with Gusta Wind and we left her behind at when we quickened at the 200 and it was a good piece of work. So he was really pleased. He chased the ride last week knowing that we had 53.5 kilos and we'd need a jockey change, and obviously Opie Bossom goes back onto Mongolian Khan. So we were really pleased to secure him and pleased with his enthusiasm to jump on the horse and give him his chance on Saturday.
Good on you, Mitho. Good luck, mate. I hope you can draw well later today with Volk Stock and Barrel.
Thanks, Ben. Good. good on you.
Good on you. Anthony Mithen there from the owner's Rosemont Stud in Victoria, with Volk Stock and Barrel now lining up in the race. Craig Newer takes the ride. Gust of Wind did work with Volk Stock and Barrel. Johnny Sargent said she's only a fair track worker. Got beaten three or four by Volk Stock in that gallop this morning, but Gust of Wind is ready, Chad Schofield, to take the ride in the Caulfield Cup. Kieran McAvoy joins us, I think, from Melbourne Airport. We're going to talk to a few guests, I think, there in the next 15 minutes. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Andrew. How are things?
Very well, mate. Busy morning at Caulfield.
Yeah, I did a few over there. I was pleased to get over there. I sat on Strickandy and Set Square for Kieran Ma. And then they both pleased in their workouts.
Set Square, obviously, right in this Caulfield Cup, down on 51 is a real big plus.
That's right. You know, she ran well the other day in the Turnbull. Kieran was more than pleased with the way she ran there over the 2000. And you know, like you said, she drops to 51, which is a nice being a 4-year-old mare. It's a nice weight to have. And you know, it's fair to argue that a mile and a half sets are better. So, you know, a few pluses going into the race. She moved nicely this morning. She worked in tandem with Lucia Valentina early in the work. I just sat behind, and then we joined up for a nice, worked over 7 furlongs and skipped down the last 500 in good style.
That's good. Mate, have you ever ridden this horse in a race?
Yeah, I rode her second up in a race over 1700 at Flemington.
Right.
We didn't have the right to run, and we had a big weight that day. So she's obviously improved since then into her last run, and obviously you know, you can argue to say that she gets out earlier. She gives performance something to chase. So wasn't beaten far, and it just it points well to her sort of getting there in nice form come Saturday.
She's run at 2,000 back in the Vinery earlier this year. So she's been extended out to 2,000 metres a couple of times. That Turnbull run, though, showed that, you know, 2,400 metres just looks ideal, dropping, you know, the down to 51, as we've spoken about.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, you know, she won over 2,500 at Flemington in last spring. So she can stay the trip, and it just looks as though that's going to suit in what is a great renewal, a competitive lineup in this year's Cup.
They've come out in the media the last 24 hours, Kieran, and we're expecting the final field after 10. But looking at it, it's an outstanding lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, you know, you've got the Japanese and Snow Sky, interesting runners. So it is going to be a great race, that's for sure. And yeah, the excitement's building already, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, just a quick one before I let you go. Strickandy heading towards the Manikato on Friday week. How's the horse coming along?
Yeah, she's coming here nicely. She's another gallop, just have her spot on. She worked in order with one of Robert Murden's, and under the loop, I think it was, and we dashed up really sharply the last two. So she's in good order, and looks as though she'll head to the Manikato.
Manikato with another gallop. We're looking forward to that. Your weight must be going all right, mate.
Yeah, I'm on the strict diet. It's typical of springtime, Andrew. I've got the fish flown in from Streaky Bay, and I'm on the same fish diet with the veggies. So it's good to be, you know, being able to ride light. It's very handy. Obviously, gives you more options in these big handicaps.
It does, and there's some big group ones where you might get the right option. You never know over the next couple of weeks. So good luck to you, mate. I hope that everything goes to plan with Square.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, mate.
Kieran McAvoy out there at the Melbourne Airport. Chris Lees might even be there. They might have been able to hand the phone to each other. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
You're at the airport too?
No, not yet.
Not so yet. Okay, righto. So you've made the decision off this morning that Lucia Valentina runs.
Yeah, we're very pleased with the work she worked over. Well, Kieran may have mentioned she worked with Set Square this morning over 1,400 metres. Good solid gallop. Her recovery was really, really good. She appears in good enough order to take her place.
You wanted to see that this morning. She's been in Melbourne, what is it, nearly a week?
Yeah, about a week now.
Yeah, so she's settled in, and you just needed to see her. Otherwise, the option was to freshen up for a race like the McKinley.
Yeah, they were the two options we were looking at, but probably the fact that it's going to be run under a true handicap scale. She drops to 53, so it's first time she's dropped back to the top of weight since last year's Caulfield Cup. So it's certainly, I think it's a good option for her.
I was talking to Anthony Mithen about Volk Stock and Barrel earlier. There's plenty of horses that it's a massive step, isn't it? We can never underrate it, going into open age and trying to tackle the older horses or the more experienced horses. It's a big ask.
Yeah, it's a big step from that three-year-old career straight to taking on the better horses at weight for age. But I can only talk for my mare. She got through it last year, and we feel she's in similar vein to last year, albeit her lead-up run in the Epsom wasn't probably as good as a Turnbull Stakes run, but her work would suggest she's in similar order.
Yeah, okay. So Brenton takes the ride on Protectionist, and Lucia Valentina will be...
Dwayne Dunn.
Okay, so Dwayne at 53 takes the ride. Protectionist, how was his work this morning?
Yeah, just mixing his work up a bit. He'd done two pieces of work. He'd done a little bit of work on the sand and went out in the course bobber for a sharper gallop, and he looked really well. His rider indicated it's best he's felt since the Turnbull Stakes. Realistically, we'd need a breakneck speed in the Caulfield Cup for him to show up, but he's... certainly getting closer to where we want him to be, getting closer to the Melbourne Cup.
Well, that's always been the grand final, hasn't it?
Well, he still needs to just be showing you something in it at a mile and a half, albeit, you know, it's still well short of his right trip. But, you know, I just want to see him work home in a Caulfield Cup and give us a bit of confidence going into a Melbourne Cup.
Okay. There's been a lot of discussion, Chris, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but obviously there's been a lot of chat about Caulfield track and whether it was firm or not firm on Saturday. But the international horses, we seem to have so many of them now that maybe it's a case of those breed don't like the firm tracks.
Oh, I'm sure they don't, but still to stray, you know, we've got to get used to these type of conditions in some way. But the track was perfect this morning. It had 7 mil of water put on it overnight. I suppose the issue is our feature races are so late in the day, so it's got such a long time to dry out. But you know, it's just one of the issues we've got to put up with here.
Yeah, understand. Mate, Brooke Road doing well for the Yalingi on Saturday?
She's really thrived down here. She come through the Moyer in good order. She worked this morning on the course proper as well. Nice piece of work, so she's in good order going into the Yalingi back to Mayor's company.
Yep, exactly. Well, hopefully you've maintained that zipness that we saw there at the Valley.
Yeah, if she can reproduce that, she's going to be right in a race like that.
She will be. Good on you, Chris. Good luck with the week ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Chris Lee's there updating on Lucia Valentina and Protectionist. Let's get an update now on Ed Dunlop's horse, Trip to Paris. Robin Trevor-Jones is joining us. Morning, Robin.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Trip to Paris, it's the only one... where I haven't got a jockey, because I know you know, you had Hugh who got suspended. Has Ed or yourself developed that any further?
Right, we've developed in the scenario now that Tommy Berry will ride Trip to Paris if Quest for More doesn't run.
Right.
And Glyn Schofield will be reserve if Quest for More was to run and Tommy Berry hopped on Quest for More. Glyn Schofield will ride Trip to Paris.
Okay. As it looks now, and the final field will be known in about 40 minutes, but as it stands now, Quest for More probably comes up first emergency, followed by Complacent, unless there's a late change between now and 10. So you're just going to have to really wait and see.
That's exactly right. But then there could be a scratching later on in the week and he'll jump in.
Yep.
So we've booked Glyn just in case.
Okay. How's he going, mate? Every time we talk to you, we chat about Red Cadeau. How's Trip to Paris going?
Well, he's galloped this morning, and it was very pleasing on the eye. He galloped with a stablemate called Mandawi.
Yeah.
They've both worked very, very well. They stopped the clock in good time, so the lads were happy who were riding him, and I was happy visually watching. And I think the owners for Mandawi were down, Terry Henderson and Simon O'Donnell. They were quite pleased with the way that Mandawi worked, so everything's pretty good at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, that's good. You know Caulfield. You've been here and seen the Caulfield Cup. How do you see him getting around a track like that?
Yeah, you're right. He's not a very big horse. The getting around the track won't really worry him. The worry bit would be if they were to turn in an all sprint. If we've gone a fair gallop all the way through, we'll be perfectly okay, but I wouldn't want to... a very slow pace and then sprint round that bend and up the straight.
Yeah, understand. He winds himself into it, doesn't he? And he
that's
keeps
exactly
going.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. He can race a little bit lazy, But that's exactly right. He winds himself up into the race, yeah.
Okay. But just listening to you off the gallop this morning, he's right where you want him, heading towards Saturday and then the big one.
Well, look, Steve, who rides Red Shadow all the time,
yeah,
one of our main work riders at home, he rode him this morning, and he was very, very happy with the horse.
Okay, that sounds good. How is Red Kiddo? I know, is he going to work tomorrow?
Red Kiddo, he'll gallop properly tomorrow. He exercised canter this morning and looked absolutely fantastic, to be honest.
How's the weight?
His weight or mine?
Well, I know yours are probably going up because you love being here, but how's Red Kiddo?
He's a little bit like me, a bit too heavy at the moment.
Okay,
so he's eating so well, he's doing everything so easily at the moment. We are going to have to step him up. Because he's just a little bit over his normal racing weight.
Understand. And, mate, just a quick one. Does Mandawi, is it still going to Geelong?
That is the plan. His work this morning suggests that he's ready for a Geelong Cup, and that's where we'll head, all fingers crossed, and hope everything goes well between now and then.
Let's hope so. Mate, we're broadcasting there. Sky Sports Radio will be at Werribee on Friday morning to enlighten our listeners with the international horses. So I look forward to catching up there, mate.
We'll see you then, Andrew.
Melbourne Airport's pretty busy for Sydney participants. They're all on the way back after riding and being a part of track work, particularly at Caulfield. One of those is James McDonald for Godolphin. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Busy morning for track work and a lot of interest in this four-year-old Haraki for the Caulfield Cup. How did everything go this morning?
Yeah, it was. He gave me a glowing report. He felt brilliant. He handled it. I was actually quite surprised because obviously the pots are out. He doesn't handle Melbourne way of going. But out of all my horses that rode this morning, he felt brilliant around that track. And if any track's going to trip him up, it's going to be Caulfield. So he come through his gallop in flying colours. I was really rapt the way he worked, and he worked home strongly. It would have been nice to have him settled a little bit more, but that's just him. He's not going to change.
He just wanted to get up and get going, did he?
Yeah, he's always done it from day dot, but he travels very keenly. But I think if he ever learns to relax, come off the bridle a couple of pairs, he's going to be an exceptional horse because he's placed in a bit AJC Derby, and probably if he did settle in that and had a firm track, he would have won an AJC Derby, and that would have been good.
That was the last time you were on the horse, just the way it's gone this prep. Sam Clipperton or Joe Maria has ridden. This horse won't know himself. He's been carrying high weights, James, and he'll drop to 53 in the cup.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to getting back on his back. He's been one of my favourites all the way through. I've had a fantastic record on him. I think I've ridden him three times for a second and two wins, and that second was behind Winks. So
yeah.
Looking forward to getting back on his back and hopefully producing a Caulfield Cup win because I'm well overdue and I've had a lot of placings but never cracked the number one stall. So it'll be good.
I was just going to say, so you've ridden in a few Caulfield Cups, have you?
Yeah, three. I haven't finished out of the money, so two seconds and a third.
Jeez, mate, you are due, aren't you?
Yeah, I've had a bit of luck. I've had nice rides in the Cup and got luck every time. So with a bit of luck, I think Haraki can produce the goods.
Just listening to you, he's given you what you need from a Tuesday final gallop, that little bit of confidence going into the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know how good he is on his day. And if the track's firm, if he relaxes, mate, there's going to have to be a top horse or a top few horses to hold him out because he'll give him a run for the money anyway.
And that one is a good point there. If this track is reasonably firm, and there's been a lot of discussion about that since Saturday, but he does like it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes it firm, and all his good form has been on firm tracks, and he's got that very good acceleration, as you saw last start. And
yeah.
If he produces that, well, over a mile and a half, you'd think he'd be hard to beat to put that acceleration with 53 on his back.
All right, that's Haraki, a really good push from James. They took a lot of other horses there, Complacent, Vasca, Holler, Bow Creek, the new international horse. You were kept busy by the stable this morning.
Yeah, it's been a great morning, actually. We've ridden some nice V8s this morning, so hopefully we can go to the races very confident and they perform really well.
Good on you, James. Thanks for your time. Safe travels back and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, Andrew.
James McDonald there from the Melbourne Airport. Now, I'll give you some more news on the Caulfield Cup shortly, but we've been able to grab international trainer Willie Mullins, who's been down at Werribee this morning to watch his Melbourne Cup aspirant Max Dynamite. There is delay on the line because we are bouncing to Ireland, I think, and back again. Now, Willie, thank you for joining us. How does Max Dynamite look to you?
I'm very happy with him. I did a nice bit of work this morning. Very pleased with him. Training is progressing nicely.
You made the early decision to bypass Caulfield. You just really wanted to focus into that first Tuesday in November.
That's it, yes.
And to your eye, the way he's travelled and what you're being told and what you've seen this morning, he's appearing right on target.
Yes, I'm very happy with him. He lost... you know, he dehydrated badly, probably coming out on the flight, but I'm hoping he's over that. Certainly his work this morning looks like that. The way he's eating and drinking since has been good. I don't have anything, only positive things to say.
That's good. Tell us a little bit about him. We're used to it now where Dermot Weld came here a couple of times with horses that contested hurdles or jumps races. This is a horse that's done the same, Max Dynamite.
Yes, I mean, he was bought primarily to go jumping. Wasn't the most fluent, but I think he will be given time. We went back on the flat, and, you know, he obviously just aged and matured and has been good on it. You know, his runs before we beat him were good, all grade one runs. And, you know, I think he was on the shortlist of a lot of the Australian agents to buy him to come out here and for the Melbourne Cup, so we've just gone a different route about it.
Willie, the run in the Lonsdale Cup was quite impressive to win by the margin that he did. Were you coming, or was that the win that really clinched the trip to Melbourne?
You know, that was the win. You think you might have something, but you've got to go and prove it. He's running the Northumberland Plate before that, where he was second to Quest for More, was good for me. As I've said to you before, he was drawn way wide, and to come from that draw to finish where he did really pleased us, and he confirmed that run in the Lonsdale.
Who's going to ride the horse in the Melbourne Cup, Willie?
I imagine Frankie will ride. He has other commitments in the Breeders' Cup and everything, but hopefully he'll be able to ride.
That's good. So what's the plan? You've flown in, are you flying back home?
Yes. Going home later on today. So I just came in to see what I wanted, saw it, discussed it with David and Rachel, who are looking after the horse here, and... we have, you know, we know what we want to do now from now till the race. And as long as the horse complies with that and keeps improving, we're happy.
That's good. Hey, I texted you a little while ago earlier this year when we saw Ruby Walsh come and ride at Ballarat. I thought you might have been pushing up to carry his bag there, Willie.
Yes, I just missed out on that trip. I should have. You know, it was a fantastic success and it got great coverage at home in Ireland. And we're hoping that we will bring out horses to contest that race maybe, or, you know, something similar. We're hearing, you know, we would like to come out bring a jump horse out here. Yep. And we'd like to come back out again. He had a fantastic time here.
He did. Mate, appreciate you answering our call. We'll let you go. Safe travels back, and good luck with Max Dynamite in the build-up to the big one.
Thank you, Andrew. Cheers.
Willie Mullins there. Slight delay with that phone bouncing back to Ireland and back again, but there's some news for you on Max Dynamite. Runs in the Emirates Melbourne Cup, and Frankie Dettore, who rode the horse to win the Lonsdale Cup, expected to take the ride. Just running through Caulfield Cup. Final field out in about half an hour. You'll hear it right here on Tab Talk, but at this stage, it appears that there's no dramatic change. Preferment and Emerald won't be accepting, and that would make Quest for More for Roger Charlton, the UK visitor, first emergency. Complacent second emergency. Bondiga Dibiani would make up the rest of the emergencies if they're paid up for. But as I say, final field after 10 o'clock. Al Ivanhoe worked this morning for Lee and Anthony Friedman with their three-year-old Ragnar. Warren Huntley told me off air the pair galloped really strongly heading towards that. Magnapel, you're going to learn more about Magnapel on Tab Talk after 10, but had a light canter this morning. Dean Yendall, everything's going to plan there. So there's the big countdown is on. Mongolian Khan had a light morning, but will have a fast gallop on Thursday ahead of running and, of course, backing up after running in the Caulfield Stakes last weekend. So there's plenty on the Caulfield Cup, the final field on Tab Talk after 10 o'clock. There's a little bit of other news that I want to pass on. It's relevant to the fillies that are heading towards the Crown Oaks at Flemington. Used to be that the lead-up race was the Wakeful. It now appears this year that the top three or four favourites in the Oaks are all going to line up in the Dilmar Vase against the boys of Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day. Pasadena Girl will run there. Hugh Bowman's been booked. Jamaica is likely to run there. Damien Oliver's been booked. And a couple of others are expected to go there, including Sagarone for Toby Edmonds. So looks to be that three or four fillies at this stage will tackle the boys of Moonee Valley in the Vase, and that gives them 12 days until the Crown Oaks. It's 22 to 10 on your racing leader.